Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 live from the Voice of America on Monday, June 1st, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I am Gibbs Dube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the land question in Zimbabwe.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back from our studios.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voezimbabwe.com, also at www.voeshona.com and at www.voeindebele.com.
I don't think farm sizes are the issue with regards to low productivity and the poor performance of the agricultural sector. Instead, my view is that the real issue, there is not enough finance flowing in the system, there's no certainty in terms of markets, and unless and until we deal with the macro issues around the agricultural sector, we can cut farms to 1 hectare each. But it's not going to deliver the impact that we need. I believe we shouldn't be dealing with symptomatic issues, but be dealing with the root causes of the under or the poor performance of the agricultural sector. Agriculture is about viable sizes. And I remember in the past, agritechs used to do what they call a determination of the economic viable unit.
Thanks for joining us once again. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening, we are talking about a land audit currently being conducted in Zimbabwe.
The government has announced that some senior party officials with vast pieces of land will lose them. The exercise to slash the farms is set to begin in the Midlands province. The government claims more than 70 farms in the province exceed the limit.
President Robert Mugabe launched the fast-track land reform program in 2000 to redistribute white-owned commercial farms to landless blacks. It also heralded the country's steep economic decline, widespread food shortages, and political violence. There were allegations that the redistribution process served as a smokescreen for land grabs by members of President Mugabe's ZANU-PF elite, and there was rampant kind of corruption.
What do you want us to discuss on Studio 7? If you wish to join the show, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. Gibbs.
Yeah, mthwazi kandaba lingalithola njani lapha likhona lamhlanje ke ngilojonga kanti mire lapha sikhuluma khona ngezomhlabathi siyakwazi ukuthi jonga. Umhlabathi eZimbabwe yiwenza abantu bayempini. Bachayi toyitoyi, babuya benza konke babekwenza ilizwe lagcina likhululeka. Kodwa ke siyakwazi ukuthi kusukisela ngomnyaka 2000, kade kusenziwa lokho kuthiwa ikunikeza abantu abamnyama umhlabathi. Kodwa abaningi bathi akuzange uhambe kuhle. Sikhuluma nje abanye enxe umuntu ihafu yeMashonaland ngeyakhe. Kumbi ihafu yeMathebeni North ngeyakhe. So kukhangelwa khonoku ngabanye abantu bakuhulumente khonapho. Abathi hayi, amaplazi lawa amanye makhulu kakhulu ukuthi vele umuntu kakwanisa ukuthi alime. Obunye vele kaze akafike ekucineni kwendawo yakhona. So uyabusazikhola apha eduze njengabantu wawule ngigade engaka. So nxa uloko ingajanyana ngale kwangikhona ukwazi ukuthi kume njani.
Ndizozo hanzi nehurumende taakunyatsozviona kuti pataita chirongwa chekutora ivhu pane vakatora rakawandisa zvekuti raakuramba kukwana kana pavaiti vari kutora ivhu vachichengetera. Vari kuona kuti minda hongu kune vakatora minda asi iko kwakusiri kutora minda kwaive kutofusha minda Gibbs kwokuti munhu anotora paasingazovi ndichazorima riini. Hanzi ivawo manje vanofanira kuchitanga kuti vange vachitorwa dzimwe ndimo dzavo vosara neminda inokwana kuti vange vachishandisa. Kana paonekwa zvakare kunzi havasi kukwanisa kuishandisa ndinoimba kuti hurumende inotora mayo matano zvakare kuti vatorerwe minda iyo. Asi zvose zvakakonzerwa nechirongwa chinonzi chakaitwa zvisina tsarukano cheland redistribution kana chekutorwa kweivhu. Munhu aingonotora paanoda vanga vaine masimba ndo vanga vachitora rakawanda. Zvinoi zvaakuratidzwa nemazita atanzwa kuti kune vari kunzi kwakati nekwakati nhingi nanhingi ndo vane minda yakakurisa kupfuura vamwe ndofunga ndo vakanga vaine simba nguva iyoyo.
And according to the Sunday Mail, Jonga, the government has started downsizing 82 farms. You know, they are looking at ranges from 250 to 500 hectares.
Mm-hmm.
So anything more than that in certain agro-ecological regions, no, they'll cut it.
Mm-hmm.
So then in Midlands, we are told that the maximum for A2 is 500 hectares.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to hear from you what you are saying, you may say, or what you want to say about this kind of issue. Right now, Chonga, I think we've got our first guest, and that is Mr. Mandla Nkomo, who is an agriculturalist based in Johannesburg, South Africa. Mr. Nkomo, good evening, and welcome to the program.
Good evening, Gibbs, and good evening to your listeners.
Thank you very much. So I think you were talking to Chris Gande before this show, and you were actually alluding to the fact that farm size doesn't matter. Can you ramp that kind of point? What exactly were you saying there, you know?
Well, Gibbs, I think what we need to understand is that by its very nature, agriculture is a scientific endeavor.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also an economic endeavor. And where those two things collide or come together, that's what determines the size. So to mm-hmm. give you an example, Gibbs, if mm-hmm. I'm doing cattle ranching in Matabeleland, when I look at the amount of grass that is available, I can only mm-hmm. do one cow per 10 hectares, right? So if you come to me and say you are cutting my farm size to 250 hectares, you are basically saying to me that I can only keep 25 cattle. Now, the question is, can someone run a commercial cattle enterprise with 25 cattle? And the answer is no. So the point I'm making is that land sizes or farm sizes needs to be linked with the particular activity and the region that that we are talking about.
So here they are talking about 500 hectares for the Midlands province. Is that good enough, maybe for cattle rearing?
Well, it depends. I mean, 500 mm. hectares would then mean that you are doing 50 head of cattle.
Mm-hmm.
And and my question is, if you're doing 50 head of cattle, let's suppose that you've got maybe 40 or so female cows, and maybe a bull or so. The question becomes, how many cattle are you selling per year if you are doing it commercially? And is that mm-hmm. an enterprise that can cause you to survive and feed a family with that? So I'm saying that I'm not convinced that the arbitrary limiting of farm sizes is the ideal situation that we should be looking for here. My point to Chris earlier today was that the real issue in our country is not so much that people have got farms that are too big or too small or whatever. The real issue is that the environment does not support successful commercial agriculture. And that's what we need to deal with.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
We also have Mr. Maurice Ngwenya, who is a ZANU-PF activist and political mm-hmm. commentator. Mr. Ngwenya, welcome to the program.
Good evening. Thank you very much for inviting me.
You are welcome. And my first question to you is, what's your take on the program that the government is undertaking starting this week in Midlands, auditing the land?
Oh, that is a very welcome move, and indeed it has been overdue. Government needs to take stock of the productive sector, especially agriculture. We need to be efficient in order to resuscitate the economy of this country. And as we know that the agricultural sector is very key in the resuscitation of the economy of this country, it is very important to take stock of how much we have, what is being done on that land, and who owns what in terms of the agricultural sector. Especially, my view would be there must be an emphasis on productivity on whatever land is seen to be in all the regions of this country.
Mm-hmm. But also, listeners, I think some of them would like to know why some people ended up having excess land when the government was undertaking this redistribution exercise. What do you think the answer could be?
Well, we all know that in every society we find deviants here and there, and we all know that some of the people that may have been put in charge of these programs were inept people, were corrupt people. That is particular reference to Mr. Didmus Mtasao as the Minister of Lands. No, yes, that such people who have ulterior political motives were obviously it's what President Mugabe intends for this country. Therefore, those are some of the challenges that we have had, that some people abused power, abused authority to manipulate or, to divert the good intentions, the efficient management system put in place by President Mugabe to suit us now.
Thank you very much, Mr. Ngwenya. So we'll assume that as per what he's saying, Mr. Didmus Mtasa, we always put it as an allegation because he's not here to defend himself.
Well, that's true.
So yes, so let's put it that way. Mm-hmm. So okay, sibuyele kuwe baba Nkomo. Nxa sikhangeleke ukuthi vele kwenzakalani ngakhona oku ukuthi bekhangkhangela ukuthi umuntu lwemhlaba ongaka uzibanibani ulaloku ongaka kambe asikokuqala ukuthi kwenzakale phela. So asiko ukuthi bayachitha isikhathi nje.
Khona umuntu angathi mhlambe kuchithwa isikhathi kodwa khona kahle kahle ukuthi kutshekhwe kuhlolisiswe ukuthi amaplazi kumbe amasimu aseZimbabwe ahlelwe njani, asezandleni zikabani, ubani wenzani, khona kusiyo nto embi. Kodwa engikutshoyo mina Gibbs ukuthi akusoze kusize ukuthi ngemva kwalokho bese sithi thina hayi indlela yokuthi silungisise izinto ukuthi sithatha amaplazi siwaqume. Ngabe kuthiwa kumbe ngima kuzatholakala ukuthi umandla lamaplazi angu-5 or 6 and wonke asebenza athathelwa amanye, angikholothi kungaba le nsolo kuloko. Kodwa mina into engiyisolayo ukuthi into leyo ukuthi amaplazi asezasikwa enziwe bemancane, angikholwa ukuthi yiyo yona into ezathuthukisa i-sector yethu yezolimo eZimbabwe. Ngibona ngani into ofanele siyinanzelele ukuthi senzeni ukuthi on the input side into ezifana nenhlanyelo labo fertilizer lalo ugetsi lo lokuthi kunje ngakufanele othe ngaba abantu balima ingqoloyi kodwa kayilinywa ingqoloyi kulesi sikhathi ngoba abantu abaningi abeneliso ukuthi bathola ugetsi oluvumela ukuthi balima ingqoloyi. Yizo izinto engibona ukuthi ngasi sikhangelana lazo silungisise zona okwenzela ukuthi amasimu asebenze ngoba soze kufana lokuthi Gibbs uhamba ungena ezindlini zabantu uhamba ukucheck ukuthi abantu balamabhodo amangaki ungachekanga ukuthi eziphaleni balani abangakusebenzisa ngamabhodo la. So asikhangeleni ukuthi isiphala sethu sona sithweleni singakaqali ngokukhangela ukuthi amabhodo mangaki lo size 5 lo size 4 ungaba layo usize 4 kodwa nxa ungelayo impuphu ungaze ngikuthathele ibhodo yakho kusoze kusize lutho angithi.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu. So what he's saying is that jonga yeah, what you can say is okay, first let me just say what you are saying. So he's saying what he thinks is not bad per se, but what is bad is for the government to start cutting those farms without necessarily taking into account what may come out of the cutting exercise. So he says you can cut farms as much as possible, but if you don't know Mr. Dube's capacity to actually plant one or two things, it won't help. Put a very good example,
of pots.
You know, if the government let's say somebody going around in villages counting the number of pots within a household, but not knowing the amount of food that they have, so he says, you see,
and the number of the family.
Yes, so that's a problem.
I know.
Yeah. So let's talk to Majanza.
Okay. Vamanyadza, tine urombota kuti mumbomira paro nare kwekanguva. Tinogamuchirai paro pachirongwa. Gibbs va Bernard Manyadza, inyanzvi munyaya dzekurima vachishandawo vakazvimirira. Saka tati regai timbovadaidzawo pachirongwa tinzwewo pfungwa dzavo. Pfungwa dzenyuwo pamusoro peurongwa hwatinonzwa kuti hurumende yakuda kutora matano. kune vakatora minda vachizvipa minda kana kuti vakapiwa minda yakakurisa kupfuura mimwe vatopa nemazita evamwe vanhu muzvikuru Midlands vapiwa semuenzaniso kuti vane minda yakakurisa. Munoona sei urongwa ihwo?
Aiwa maita enyu ndoti manheriyi vateereri. Ndinoda kunyatsopedzenura kuti variko kuminda uko vanyatsoziva zvamuchataura. Chokutanga nyaya yerendi yamujiji ribanga chaiyo yakuita nyaya yekunge yekutamba. Nokuti chokutanga ndechokudai uyo pane munhu ataurapo ati hanzi rendi yakanga ichigovewa pacorrupt. Saka zvinezvi kuri kunzi vese vakanga vachipuhwa rendi pacorruption ndoonangwa ivavo. Dai yanga iripoli rekuti mapurazi ada kuti angoitwa saizi ndozvingadi zvakaitwa kare kare. Ende hazvizvi toda kutangira kuprovhinsi yakati kunongonzi malendo ofisi ariko kumaprovhinsi chiendai munogura mapurazi aite saizi yakati zvakangonakanaka kwete zvekuti chida kutageta vananhingirikiri. Ndida kutaura nzira iwo vajonga nyaya yerendiyaya yapita muconfusion yakakora manje nokuti zvaakunyadzisa ndezvekuti vanhu vatakati ngavaende kumapurazi havana kupuhwa sapoti yakakwana. Vanoendesa chibage totobiwa neGMV nanhasi havasati vabhadharwa. Tochitevera vatakadzinga vaya kuZambia Nicodemus Lee kunotaka chibage vaivai ndopeda kunosapota nekupa mari vedu vanhu vari mitina kuvapa mari. Chionesa zvino manje chokuti zvinotochizvimaneja sei zvinizvi. Ndichizva kuti programu yanga ine patronage kubva kare. Saka zvokutemuka kuri kuita ZANU PF vamwe vari kuita fallout out of the patronage orbit. Saka da kuti tigozoita rewadhi vatsva. Saka ndobva kutanga kuchiitwa destabilize vanhu vanje. Saizi yelendi yokurima kana kuti yekuchengeta zvipfuwo zvinozivikanwa nekuti munhu anenge ari papurazi ndiani programu yaanoti ini ndoda kuita mahekta akati ndoda kurima zvakati. Kubva ipapo productivity yochibuda kuti munhu achakohwa zvakadii pehectare kana kuti anochengeta zvipfuwo zvakadii pehectare. Kumhanya kuti toda kunokata saizi yepurazi zvakafanana nokuti ngatibhure tsoka kuti bhutsi igokwana kwete kuti ngatigadzire bhutsi inokwanirana netsoka yemunhu. Zvomvana izvo ndidaro. Confusion ndiana kwaichatisisa ichatisisa mberi. Mukadistabilize vanhu vanga vachitanga kuti tichiita production imanga musingavape support. Zvinoreva kuti patronage yabuda kusvika manje pakuti vanhu vedu ngavarambe vari pfuwa vaita semafesi nguva yefeudalism vanorima vachinopaishe. Zvakaita izvezvi chibage chakarimwa kuvanhu vasati vabhadharwa. Chimwe zvezvi tiri kukohwewa havatendi kuti unzaitiko kubhadharai. Zvoramba zvakangodaro saka productivity chaiyo yemapurazi imomumo haisina zvaichareva. Nekuti mapurazi aya primary akanga atorerwa patronage.
Ndikubatei muromo
vanhu vaende vanoproducer.
Ndikubatei muromo vamanyadza ndibvunze kuti pamaa muchitaura apo kuti vari kungozopinda vachidimura vachidi tinonzwa kuti pane maaudit anga achiitwa mufunge here kuti vanenge vachingoteera zvakabuda muaudit idzodzo?
Nguva yegeni hu kwakataurwa kwataurwa zvekuti ngatiitei maland audit. Ndofunga kwaitwa namadhona aida kupa mari yekuti zvinyatsiso zvakandakati kunzwa maresults acho. Zvino izvi zvakuitwa nehasi kasi manje izvichiziva kuti kune nyaya yadambudziko raakuitika muZANU Patriotic Front. Zvichiziva kuti kune mwari kunzi iyo igamatokisi kana kuti people first. Takutonyatsoti hoho ndozvaranga rakananga ngarara iyi kuti kana tanakura ava tigozobhadhara ava. Zvinhu zvakangonaka vaakademiri. Mapurazi aya enezvo vanhu vaane makore kwaanodarika 10 tinotoziva kuine vamwe vaakutokohwa izvozvo vachitoita marekodzi ekuisa chibage kuGMB. Tigoziva mamwe mapurazi atinoziva kuti akanga ari achiprodusa asina zvaaina zvomanje. Toziva isiri kuti vanhu vasiri kuprodusa vaitwa zvidzikodzo vakangonzibvai kwamuri kwemunozogara papurazi tichida kukubhadharai kuti munoziva.
kuita loya kuti kwatiri asi kana vakanga vaprojisa zvinovo tishaya zvino kuti vobhadharwa nei nekuti marizoti hapana.
Thank you so much. Rambai zvanyimuri parunhare vamanyadza. I think Mr. Manyadza is agreeing with Mr. Nkomo that this exercise of cutting farms should be considered, or they should take into consideration what the farmer is doing, not just cut. And he gave an example of cutting a foot to suit a shoe size instead of manufacturing a shoe size that fits that foot. The same with that pot example.
Today is a very good day. Right? So let's hear from Mr. Ngwenya. Mr. Ngwenya, are you still on the line? It appears as if Mr. Ngwenya's phone is a bit problematic. So let's come back to you, Mr. Mandla Nkomo. It seems as if, you know, the target here, most probably just 1 minute, is for the government to actually, or let me say parliament, to introduce a bill, and that is the Land Commission Bill, next week. So that's why maybe they're doing all these kind of things. At the end of the day, do you think this is the best way to go?
Look, I think Gibbs, if you go back to when discussions about land reform started in earnest around the 1997, issues of a land audit were raised by the civil society. Issues of a land commission were raised by civil society. We've had land audits by Honorable Flora Buka, which were done many years ago. And I think, you know, from an institutional point of view, it's important to have a land commission, which is independent, which will be staffed by, you know, competent individuals who understand not only the economics, but also the science of agriculture, and will be able to advise the powers that be in terms of, you know, minimum land sizes, maximum land sizes in area, recommend, you know, different types of commodities or activities in a particular area, and be the final arbiter in terms of, you know, who gets what land and how they utilize it. I think from an institutional point of view, that would be a useful addition. However, I think as Zimbabweans, we are known for our academic prowess. And I think we need to show that academic prowess by coming up with systems that are cutting edge or at the top of the spectrum, and not to be regressive in terms of the policies that we come up with. I think you can't couple a land commission bill together with an audit which is already determined the farm sizes. So why do you need a land commission? So I think we need to give each other, ourselves, you know, as Zimbabweans, the opportunity to do things properly like we are capable of, and not be acting like people who don't know and understand how the sector should work.
Thank you very much. I think we've got a caller. Jonga.
Tine mutereri vagakota. Kana ndi gokota, aninyatso ziva, andisikunyatso kwanisa kuona pakanyorwa apa. Maswera si? Daswera ndidzokorereiwo zita renyu ndinyatsonzwa kuti ndagona here kana ndatadza nebva ndagadziriswa naGibbs panapa.
Kagoda.
Kagoda. Aiwa, tinokutambirai pachirongwa vakagoda. Nyaya iri mudariro muri kuinzwa nevari kuikanga mavanzwa mazitavo. Tina vangomo, vangwenya navamanyadza. Tipeiwo pfungwa dzenyu.
Zimbabwe.
dzinodzima nebharikadi dzinengosakura nechikafu mazuva atichisoto tirimbofane zvara muzimbabwe
asi vakagoda tinoona kuti pane nzvimbo dzamunotoziva handiziva hangu kuti muri mudunhu ripi imi asi ini ndotoziva dzimwe nzvimbo dzandaiziva kuti purazi murungu akanga aripo airimapo aikwanisa kurima achiprodusa nekuti aikwanisa kuwana zvikwerete kumabhanga nezvimwe zvakadaro zvisisawanikwa nevarimi vatema
ndirizvaipapo ka ndo paifanira kugadziriswa kuti pamukona tine mapurazi mangopodzi ari mudhuze dhuze angu airimwa mombe but makaendeswa wanhu muri kuzona angu airimwa hwai but makaendeswa wanhu vanhu vakusvika tiri manyimo zungumbi mairima chibagemu yamwe hatichachioni ende purazi iri yanga riri munhu one rakaiswa wanhu kana kuti 100 kuti vagone kuburisa production yaiburiswa nemunhu one but hazvichaitiki izvozvo
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru nemashoko enyu uyewo nekuteerera chirongwa chedu maita basa vakagoda Gibbs.
I'm happy that you managed to see his name because you've got glasses.
Yes.
So now imagine you having a binoculars or, you know, a big kind of mirror to see.
No,
so now, yeah, so I think that's good.
Thank you, Mr. Gibbs.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's get back to you, Mr. Maurice Ngwenya. Now, Mr. Ngwenya, these two gentlemen, Mr. Nkomo and Mr. Manyatsa, they're actually saying cutting down the size of farms is not the solution here. What do you think?
Well, I don't know if Mr. Manyatsa is not contradicting himself as such, because I tended to agree with him when he said the current farm sizes are inherited from the colonial farm demarcation, which is correct, because there was no rationalization of those farms. What people simply did was to go into those previously demarcated farms and took over those farms. But if you look at how those farms were sized or the boundaries, no one really knows what criteria was used. Because, for instance, in the A2 category, you get someone with 1,000 hectares, while it, you can still get someone with 30 or 40 hectares only in the same category, which is which no one really can give an example, but I mean an explanation, a sound explanation. But I think the most important thing is to be whatever technical way this should be solved in terms of rationalization. The most important thing is there must be efficiency in those farms. Those farms must be productive. Those farms need to get back to the functioning way of being the backbone of the economy of Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. So, I think rationalization is important. Those ones should be rationalized. Can't have a situation where someone owns 1,000 hectares, while if someone owns less than 50 hectares.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Ngwenya. I think we've got a caller, Lapa Chonga. Baba Ukieto, ukona lapa in South Africa. Baba Ukieto, unganjani?
Yebo, baba, linjani?
Siphilile kakhulu, nasi indaba lapho ngathi mnumzane.
Iya mina ngibona ngathi uma bengakhathelwa lamaplazi kungaba ngcono ngoba abantu basemaplazi nabakhona ukulima.
Ye kodwa-ke bakhona phela ingcwethi lapha esilazo zithi ukuthi kuqunywe amaplazi lokho akutsho lutho ngoba into eqakathekileyo ukuthi abantu babekwazi ukuthi bayalima njani. Akunjalo?
Iya khona bangaba ulwazi lokuthi bangabakwazi ukulima kanjani kodwa bona vele abalimi bazingela inyamazana.
Ye bamba khonapho mnumzana Kieto bamba ungayikatshana for our guests Mr. Nkomo, Mr. Ngwenya and Mr. Manyatsa, please stay on the line. And now Jonga, I think we are switching over or maybe let me say continuing online. So if you wish to join us online, here is our connection, www.boazimbabwe.com. I'll repeat that again, www.boazimbabwe.com.